Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Friends, we're all friends. Everybody is friendly here on the program. It's Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and introducing a lady who is actually not a stranger to the program. She's been on a couple of times at various moments in our lives, mostly at the beginning of the year, as I remember, predictions for the year. Astrologer Maria Trilogy, who's written the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can, I think we've got some info posted. Don't we have, if we don't have info, I know we do at DougStephan.com, but I think we should have some at Twitter and Facebook as
It's all there, yep.
This is a fabulous book, all kinds of essays. Maria put this together, and I will tell you that I've read most of them, and they are always good. The right day, the right time, you read them, you get a perspective. And that's what, as I've said before, many good astrologers are here to give you a perspective. And the ladies wanted me to have a good astrologer. Therefore, Maria became the person of choice here. Welcome, Maria, to...
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome to the den. So everybody wants to know about who Hillary Clinton is based on her astrological chart and who Donald Trump is based on his astrological chart. So what can you tell us? Because the Democrats are having their convention this week. Let's start with them. What do you find in you've got the sun sign, the moon sign, and where the rising sign is. So what does
well,
it all mean?
With Hillary, what was interesting was doing as much research as I could. It seems like the birth time has never been truly confirmed. So the ability to go deep into her chart is not as possible as it was with Mr. Trump's chart. Although there's plenty here to draw from. And I know, I thought maybe what we would do, because of time constraints, is do Hillary's this week and maybe Donald's next week.
All right, that's a good idea. Yeah,
How's
yeah,
that?
All right, because Hillary's in the spotlight. So, I mean, there's an anecdotal sort of interest in Bill Clinton and his chart as well. His birthday is, he's a Leo.
He's a Leo. She has plenty of Leo in her chart, and so does Donald Trump as well.
Really?
So, you know, we've got a couple of people that are, can be pretty much natural actors, can get up in front of people, say what they need to say, and do it quite easily. So, but very, very, very different styles.
All right, is that because of the Leo influence, or are there others? You want to put them all together sort of and explain what each of the various signs mean?
Well, I'm going to explain her today.
Okay.
And talk about the Leo, yes, and the Scorpio.
Because her sun sign is Scorpio, right?
Yep. Yeah. Her sun sign is Scorpio, and her Mercury and Venus are also in Scorpio, so that makes her even more of that scorpionic kind of intensity and passion that she brings to everything she does. Besides that, her moon sign is Pisces, another water sign. And that is someone that has a lot of compassion for just for the world itself. They come from a place of giving to others. And it's very interesting, the people that got up and spoke about her and more of the nuances of what she has done through the years to change the status quo, to make things better, to make things different. Whether, you know, I am not here to promote her, I do see, though, where her social consciousness is so evident.
Is that because of the Scorpio, the Piscean, or where is her rising sign? What's her rising sign?
We don't know that for sure.
Really? You don't know when she was born?
Well, not the time.
They have all these different birth times for her.
Really?
Some say it was in the morning. Some say it was in the evening. But there was a very detailed article that you know, there are astrologers who just delve into that as fully and completely as they can, and found that no matter, there just was not a birth time available.
Okay.
According to her, with her birth time, according to what she has remembered or said that it, you know, of course, we don't remember because
sometimes,
when we were there.
I'm a Scorpio and sun, and my moon is in Pisces. So she and I, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, very.
So what is there?
Same, I mean, when you think about the fact you've done your radio show for how many years now?
Long time.
Yeah.
What's your rising sign, Doug?
My
rising sign is Aquarius.
Yeah.
And Aquarius is very much forward thinking and very much involved in social consciousness and the idea of justice.
I've also heard Aquarians are also described as the philanthropists of the zodiac, too.
Yes.
Oprah, Richard Branson, a lot of good Aquarians.
But the Scorpio-Piscean thing with her husband, who's a Leo, and I think what's his sun sign is Leo. What's his rising sign?
I have not looked at him as yet. I was more interested in these two people because there could not be two more diverse
different.
People running for the presidency as they're such different dynamics and desire. There's a much different desire level of why they're doing what they're doing. So I'm going to stay on Hillary.
All right.
So Hillary is mostly, when we look at someone astrologically, we take into consideration all the 10 planets. You know, we look at the sun and moon as that, and then we go through the list all the way to Pluto. And she is very much water and fire. So when you think about water and fire as elements together, it can be very combustible, or it can be very, very powerful if the fire can keep that water bubbling and energized. So this is somebody who is very deep and somewhat secretive. It was interesting that the New York Times in their Sunday review said, how is it that one of the most famous women in the United States, that we don't really know her? And I thought to myself, well, of course, she's a Scorpio. And although they reveal as much as they want to, there is a very private side to them. So I found the whole, which I don't want to go into because that's not what we're doing here, the whole email scandal as being quite interesting, that it would be that part of this secret piece of her.
All right.
So she is a rule follower up to a certain point. So she stays within, Scorpio stays within the confines of following a mandate or following rules.
Okay.
And
I think this is a very interesting picture. We ought to do this in pieces over, so we maybe do Donald Trump when you're here next week, but I think we go to relationships that they have with the people in their lives as well and learn about that, because that can influence how they would be as presidents. So this is could be a long-running thing as far as a feature to understand what these people are all about as get closer to election. So let's sort of plan for that. Thank you. Maria Trilogy, author of Life is Good When You Do the Work, with an overview. You learned something about Hillary that you didn't know. I'm sure of that. And more to come. Thanks. Matt Debo and a focus on cybersecurity up next here on Good Day.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. plus more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Creativity is one of the most important skills you can have today, but creativity is overrated.
Creativity solves problems, but creativity by itself is useless.
We talk with a lot of people who want to start a business. They have a unique idea.
But the idea is a small part of a successful business. You have to take action. Otherwise, creativity is wasted.
Why don't we act? Creativity may require change. We hate change.
It may mean taking a risk. We avoid risk. So we do nothing except create. It's creativity without the activity.
The creative side of creativity is important, but putting activity into your creativity leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, photo board. Manipulate pictures with your fingers. Pinch, zoom, or rotate. For $3, an app should have a useful purpose. Not this one. Photo board.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what really happens to a family when all the kids leave the home? Well, researchers know, and here's the unfortunate science of it. The probability of divorce increases after the children grow up and leave home. Think about it. You and your husband before kids, well, you spend a great deal of time getting to know each other. Then the children come along, and for 18 plus years, most of your attention is focused on the children. So when the kids leave, mom and dad look at each other and say, now, who are you? So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's common sense. It's not rocket science. It's essential that even when kids are in the home, you've got to keep love alive. Talk to each other. Pick a date night once a month. Take a mini vacation without the kids. Do little sweet things for your spouse all through the marriage. That'll keep the thrill alive. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
44 and change after the hour. Is there a day that goes by in our lives that we don't think about our own security when it comes to using all the technology that's around us? My God, there's so much concern about cybersecurity. Joining us now is Matt DeVoe, who is the CEO of FusionX and managing director of a company called Accenture. FusionX is a company that protects others by trying to think the way hackers do. So, Matt, are you a hacker really at heart?
At heart, absolutely, right? You know, by the original definition of the term, the hackers are the folks that like to tinker with technology and make it behave in ways that were unexpected with the original design, right? So that's what we do, is we focus on testing these technologies, testing these companies from the perspective of an attacker to see where we might find vulnerabilities that they didn't know previously existed, or creative ways that those technologies might be exploited for, you know, criminal or other gain.
So every day in the news, we hear about a different hacking, and whether how applicable some of the material that you have, how Accenture can help, or how you've learned how to do this. Is it as simple as studying what the Russians did to the DNC?
Well, I think that is a great case, you know, whether it's the Russians or another attacker, right? It certainly highlights that this is the new normal, right? We are almost everything that we care about these days, whether it's our communications that are sensitive or the way that we interact with our bank online, have moved into this cyber domain. And what that really does is that highlights the necessity for having very good defenses around those technologies, right? So while we might not ever know whether it was really the Russians that hacked the DNC or not, what it does do is highlight that cyber defense is something that needs to be incorporated into every business, every organization, everything that we do online, because this is the new normal. We are dependent on these technologies, and we need to protect them with, you know, not only common steps, but with some of the more sophisticated measures against some of the more sophisticated attackers.
Well, one of the things this program has as its listenership, part of the base are a lot of people around the country who are small business owners. And so this whole business, all the, you read the stories about the big companies that have been hacked, the Targets of the world and Walmart or Walgreens or whatever it is. But there are smaller people who are getting into trouble the same way. Is that not correct?
That is correct, and I think what they need to recognize is that this is not an unsolvable problem for them, right? There are some very simple things that they can do that are going to greatly improve their defenses. The first is to kind of think from an immunity perspective, right? To stay healthy, there are certain things that we do. The same thing with the technology that we use. You know, how often has your computer told you, hey, I need to install this security update, and you delay it until tomorrow, and then it's next week, and it's next month? Well, that creates an opportunity for an attacker to target you, right? So we need to make sure if you're a small business owner or mid-sized business owner that you're keeping your systems up to date, right? And that the vendors are pushing those patches to you. Install those patches when you get them. There are also lots of great controls that can be put in place. For example, if you're using Google Gmail as your back-end email provider or Microsoft or any of these other providers, they provide for things like two-factor authentication, where now to get access to your email, you don't just need a username and a password, something that can be easily stolen, but it's also linked to your cell phone, right? Something that someone would have to physically steal from you. So there's not a foreign attacker that is going to break into your house and steal your phone in order to get access to your Gmail. You've now provided a more adequate level of protection. And then the other piece is to really engage in smart behavior, right? To understand that there are risks. If you receive a document or link in an email and it seems suspicious, it probably is. I mean, one thing I try and articulate with folks is that your gut intuition is usually right. If the email looks suspicious, it probably is, and maybe should be deleted. Or if you think it might be legitimate, maybe take the time to call that person on the phone and say, hey, did you just send me this document? I got it from you. And take those just kind of little stutter steps that'll help you from engaging in behavior that exposes your system to an attacker.
All right. In a few seconds, tell us about the Black Hat Conference, which is going to provide attendees with what?
It really focuses on what are the emerging risk issues associated with these technologies, right? So not just at the enterprise, but the things that are connected in our homes, our thermostats, our light bulbs, the computers in our cars. So we're looking at the emerging security issues associated with all of these technologies that are being deployed.
All right. Check out FusionX.com. FusionX.com. Matt DeVoe from FusionX, part of Accenture, here on Good Day.